For WUKY News, I'm Dan Collins. On July 5, 1852, Frederick Douglass stood before a racially mixed audience in Rochester, New York, and made a scorching rebuke of America's Independence Day. The speech was later published in his autobiography under the title, What to the Slave is the 4th of July? Today, WUKY's Alan Lytle talks about Douglass's famous speech and its relevance almost 160 years later with Professor of History and African American and Africana Studies at the University of Kentucky, Dr. Vanessa Holden.
We are talking today about Frederick Douglass's famous speech, What to the Slave is the 4th of July? Before we talk about the speech, can you give us some context about when, where, and to whom Douglass was speaking?
Frederick Douglass was an accomplished orator, and speaking tours were a significant part of his activism. By 1852, he was really well known as a public speaker, and it was a significant part of how he told his story, but also advocated for abolition. Originally, the Ladies Anti-Slavery Society of Rochester, New York, invited Douglass to speak on July 4th, so to give an Independence Day oration to celebrate both the 4th of July and also to challenge those who would come out to hear him speak to honestly take up the cause of abolition. Instead of giving the speech on the 4th, Douglass opted to speak on the 5th of July, 1852. And it's important to have a little context in New York State. A lot of us learn in school that there were free and slave states. We see a little map in grade school or even in high school that separates out southern states as slave states and northern states as free states. But the truth is, in a number of areas in the American North, emancipation came in the form of gradual manumission. And New York was one such place where a process of manumission was begun by legislators in the early 19th century and didn't complete until July 4th, 1827. So a lot of African Americans in New York celebrated either July 4th or the 5th as Emancipation Day. And so Douglass chose specifically not to speak on the 4th of July and to speak on the 5th, because that's the day that a number of African Americans in New York recognized as slavery's final end in their state. He hoped to reach folk who were interested in the lecture circuit, but he also hoped to make a point that it wasn't really possible to celebrate freedom when not everybody was free.
The speech, in every sense of the word, is a rebuke. For our listeners that may not be familiar with it, describe some of the major concepts that Douglass conveyed.
One of the things he says most pointedly is that the 4th of July is a holiday for you. And by you, he means white Americans, not for enslaved people, not for people like himself who were self-emancipated, and to some extent, not for free people of color who didn't have access to the same rights and privileges as whites in the state of New York or really anywhere in the United States. And that's really at the core of the speech, that the 4th of July is supposed to celebrate the greatest extension of democracy in the world at the time. And yet that democracy was decidedly defined by the system of slavery and the practice of enslaving other human beings.
How was the speech received by the audience and perhaps by the public as a whole when it was published a few years later?
It becomes one of his, honestly, key talking points to come back to the 4th of July as a significant date, and honestly, to relate the sort of core philosophical concepts that the founding fathers embed both in the Constitution and other founding documents to the cause of abolition. It becomes a topic that repeats over and over again in his speeches. He gives new versions depending on the political reality moving forward. And so in a lot of ways, I guess in modern terms, you could think of at least posing the question of what the 4th of July could possibly mean to Black Americans as one of his greatest hits, one of his talking points that he returns to over and over again. And of course, publishing the speech means that there was enough popularity that folks would purchase it and want to support him. Of course, in the absence of recorded sound, you either had to see Douglass in person or read the speech. And so it's an indication that the speech was popular enough, effective enough, that abolitionists, at least, were very interested in what he had to say.
Do you think Douglass's speech is relevant to the anger and frustration that so many African Americans are feeling today?
Douglass gave the speech in the midst of a very tumultuous political and cultural moment in American history. 1850 was the year that the Fugitive Slave Act was passed, mandating that officials remand suspected fugitives from slavery back to their owners with steep penalties for not doing so. 1852, the year that Douglass gave the speech, was an election year that would be defined by the rise of nativism or anti-immigrant sentiment in the North and extreme sectionalism in the South. So divisions that a decade later would cause the Civil War to erupt. The famous Dred Scott decision was working its way through various appeals. And by 1857, would see the Supreme Court of the U.S. hand down a ruling that Black people, in fact, were not citizens and were not eligible for citizenship. So the things he's talking about in his speech are not just colorful metaphors. They are legal and political realities for Black Americans in the 1850s. Culturally, Uncle Tom's Cabin had been published just that spring, and the abolition movement was becoming more mainstream. People who lived in states that didn't have slavery, people who did not enslave people themselves, were resentful that they might be forced to participate in the exploitative system. So Douglass's speech happens at an explosive moment in American history and a moment of reflection on what exactly American heritage is and what exactly the heritage of founding documents are. In today's contemporary political moment, we see similar divisiveness, sometimes based on region, but mostly based on political party affiliation. There's increasing argument over immigration. And what African Americans and our allies are often yelling in the streets has to do with equal treatment, access to civil rights, and access to having our lives respected in the same way that we would like everyone else's life to be respected. So this is a moment that's incredibly American. And what Douglass has to say echoes and continues to be an important statement in the current era, because in many ways, we're still doing the work that his generation did. If not the Civil War generation, then the generation of Reconstruction and the era of emancipation. As Americans, 4th of July is a wonderful day to reflect on what exactly we mean when we say freedom, who has access to those freedoms, and what we might do to support the rights of everyone.
Dr. Vanessa Holden, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.